We're going to protest because we're not happy. Okay, cool. Just know what the hell you're protesting about. You know, I told you about this thing that happened Monday where people were protesting in Indianapolis. They were at Capitol in Ohio, which is a major thoroughfare. I mean, especially during rush hour, which is when these brainwaves decided to take their protests from the circle to the middle of the street. About 30 squad cars showed up, some of them geared up in riot gear, just in case, and the people were arrested. Here's the thing. I don't even remember the name of the organization. It was like something that alluded to being against poor people. And I think the case was it was just poorly worded. They were protesting the following topics. Denial of health care. Racial appropriation. Global warming. Racial injustice. Police brutality. Now, I've never been a part of a protest. No, I take that back. I was part of a protest a few years ago when someone protested or complained to the ACLU about a cross sitting on top of a Christmas tree in the town I was living in, which is Knightstown, Indiana. News crews showed up. There was a whole hubbubaloo. Is that how you say that? I don't even know. And it made the news, even made national headlines, and this guy became an absolute social pariah. And by the way, I'm connected to him by one person. I've never met him, but if I really wanted to, I probably could. I don't know if he learned a lesson from this, becoming somewhat of a social outcast, but he at least had a point. And we had a point. We disagree with you. And, you know, the will of one does not dictate the will of many. Unfortunately, the ACLU didn't see it that way, and neither did the town, because they can't even manage a budget to begin with, so they just took the cross down. When you protest, settle on a topic. I mean, it was almost like a group of people with ADD had arranged this whole protest. And then they were singing some lame song. You know what they look like? Honestly, they look like hippies. A bunch of hippies protesting a variety of topics as if they had to get it all in one day, which we all know they didn't have to get it all in one day because none of them likely had jobs. This was their job, protesting. Having a focal point is very important, whether you're at a business meeting or a protest, and I don't think these people had any clue how to organize themselves. I've seen people protesting teachers' wages. I've seen people protesting politicians, all with a central focus. This group didn't have a central focus except to say, we're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. You guess why. Boy, we really seemed to skip spring, didn't we, here in Indiana? Good Lord Almighty, it went from snow to 80 degrees. And I'm not complaining, I love this weather. I'm outside right now, and it's gorgeous. I mean, everything's green already, and the weather's just fantastic. It also means it's gardening season, and I wanted to put out a little warning for those of you. I do this every year, and there's still some of you that are stubborn because, you know, that's what you do, stubborn. Do not use Roundup. Now, there are countless studies on the problems with Roundup. It's a known carcinogen to the state of California, whatever the hell that means. But also, it never actually leaves your system. It doesn't leave the plant. It doesn't leave your system. Now, I know a lot of people are like, I don't want to use insecticides. I don't want to use weed killers. But then they go and buy Roundup. Look, I'm not even going to get into the whole Monsanto is an evil conglomerate trying to slowly kill people off, because they are. But just the fact that if you want to live a healthy lifestyle and you want to garden, go all in, man. Go all in. If you're going to grow a garden, use as few chemicals as you can. I'm not talking about don't fertilize, or if you're going to fertilize, get a cow and harvest the poop. I'm not going to tell you to do any of that, because I use fertilizer from the store, and it works great, and I grow great vegetables, and it's wonderful. But avoid stuff like Roundup. I mean, I don't, you know, I've been seeing the TV ad about suing the makers of Roundup because of people that have come up with cancer because of it. And that's, you know, warning enough for me to say, I don't think I'm using the Roundup. You know, I'm not a big fan of dying. You know, the whole death thing is kind of final. It's like the exclamation point on the end of a rather boring sentence for most of us. You know, a lot of us wanted to be rock stars and rocket scientists and whatnot, and then we settled for a life working at Walmart or, you know, doing statistics for some company when statistics was our secondary in school. You know, whatever it is, try to rise above where you can rise above and be smart in places where it's easy to be smart. Look, it doesn't take a master's degree in science to figure out that maybe I shouldn't use the Roundup. I mean, geez, that ad on TV, that's wow, that's pretty suspect. Just saying. Meanwhile, in other news, I've decided that Twitter has far too many social networking gurus trying to follow me. I mean, seriously, is that the only market there is anymore? Showing people how to get followers by inviting bots? Get a jab. Congratulations, Alabama. You are officially the fattest state in the country. And your prize is a 55-gallon drum of Cheetos in a white cheddar sauce with queso and a bucket of lard. We're a bored country, and since, you know, we pretty much have every gadget on the planet, we are now filling the empty holes with food. Oh man, minced pies and steakums on the grill and bacon. Friggin' bacon, man. I mean, look, it's not my fault that other countries that don't like pig and think it's dirty or something are missing out on bacon. You could be fat too, man. You could be eating bacon and it would be great. There would be peace. Let me tell you something. You want to bring peace to the Middle East? Give them bacon. Problem solved. Anyway, congratulations, Alabama. Enjoy your Cheetos and queso sauce. Hey, listen, thanks for listening. No, seriously, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate your patronage and, you know, when you send me, like, free cabbage. Want to give a shout-out to Weird AF News. If you're not listening to Weird AF News, you need to listen to Weird AF News. I try really hard not to steal his stories because, you know, I'm not sure if he's joining me or I'm joining him. Judging by the sound of his voice, I'm the older one, so I'm going to say he's joining me. But basically, we do the same thing. We dig up some oddball stories, although his are a lot more oddball, and frank telling dirty jokes. And it's legit, by the way. It's not fake news. He's not just saying, hey, people will fall for this. No, it's real. So shout out to Weird AF News. He has a YouTube channel. But catch him on Anchor. You don't get the full-bodied experience. And he likes coffee. So get him a Starbucks card and send it out to him and tell him it's courtesy of the fans of the Vince Wilde Show and Vince Wilde's Mic Drop. Hey, call in. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your comments. I want to hear your complaints. I want to hear you call me an effing conservative moron so I can laugh at you and say, ha-ha, I'm a modern Whig, which really makes me a middle-of-the-roader. And either way, thanks for spreading the virus. I'm Vince, and I'm out.